before the main yajna there. Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Gopijana Vallabha Vajajanaranjana Yasodanandana Vajajanaranjana Yamunatira Vanachadi Yamunatira Vanachadi Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Bye. けたな、あれけたな。It's not, it's not. あれあれ。Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Jaya Gaura Nithai Gaura NithaiGaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai Vishnupad Padamang Savaravaraja Gajarya Ashtada Satasi Simati Estivayengre Silave Charanaravinda Silavakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Silavavupada Kijay Anand Koti Vaishnavarinda Kijay Iskon Founder Acharya Silavavupada KijayNama Acharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shyama Kunda Radha KundaNiri Govardhana ki jai, Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki jai, Navadvip Mayapodham ki jai, Ganga Maya Munamai ki jai, Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to CC Guru and Shiguranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Tridasha Roy. Thank you. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So, Krishna, Krishna. Maybe Udata Prabhu, no, your good name? Good, what? Your name? Urukrama. Urukrama, should we maybe have a translation for the devotees in Slovenia? It's arranged. Maybe you want to just announce to the Slovenian devotees that. Okay, they are already there. Good. Fine. It is with great pleasure that I would like to give today my introductory presentation for our Bikari Nam. It's called the Kirtan of Lord Gauranga. Yes, we have been holding a seminar starting from Thursday evening, where we are trying to learn a little bit more on how to perform the proper kirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This chanting of the holy name, which in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's theology is the main upaya or main means to obtain the fifth goal of human life, the rarely achieved love of Godhead.
Secondo gli argomenti teologici del signore Chaitanya, l'upaya, cioè il mezzo principale per raggiungere il massimo scopo della vita umana, che è l'amore per Dio, è attraverso il canto del manantra.
So today, on Saturday, we all will be going out on the streets of Venice and flood the town with Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy. But I hope to give you a few. Let me say like this. So I hope to give you a few hints how to make your stay in Venice and your service in Venice most fruitful.
Oggi è sabato, andremo tutti per le strade di Venezia e inonderemo le persone con la rinama di Shivaranga, e quindi voglio darvi dei piccoli segreti su come ottenere i maggiori frutti di questo campo.
So please pay your world famous attention. Yes. Hare Krishna. Please. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Vashchadyare Sadharine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi go bhakta vrinda Vansha kalpataru vaisya Kiva sindhu vaivacha Paditanam Vavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let us for a moment focus our attention on the beginning of the Kirtan movement.
Per un momento focalizziamo la nostra attenzione all'inizio del movimento del Kirtan.
It was in the 15th century where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and during this time everyone, including the invaders from Muslim countries, men and women were chanting the holy name in unison, thus foretelling his mission.
Fu nel XV secolo che apparve il Signore Chaitanya, e persino gli invasori dai paesi islamici si univono tutti insieme all'unisono per cantare questo canto, e questo in un certo senso prevedeva già la sua missione.
Somehow the whole country and beyond, even the universe reverberated with beings chanting the holy name.
In un certo senso tutto quel paese, ma tutto l'universo riverberava del canto dei santi nomi.
However, in the beginning of his manifested pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted out the role of a scholar, a man of the head, who did not believe in the ecstatic chanting of the holy names.
Tuttavia, all'inizio dei suoi passatempi manifestati, il signor Chaitanya apparve come uno studente che lavorava più di mente e che non mostrava un'estasi non mostrava interesse per il sentimento estatico.
Then one day Mahaprabhu went to Gaya with a few of his associates from Navadvip, apparently to do some rituals for his deceased father Jagannath Mishra.
Una volta il signor Chaitanya andò a Gaya con i suoi associati di Navadvip, apparentemente per compiere un rituale funebre per la morte del padre Jagannath Mishra.
There in Gaya something significant happened. He was initiated by Ishvara Puri. And when he returned from Gaya, he was a transformed man. He had received the holy names. Someone who saw him coming down the road to Navadvip gave this eyewitness account.
Alcune persone che lo videro tornare per le strade di Navadvip diedero questa testimonianza.
Oh, I saw an extraordinary person from the road from Gaya.
Ho visto una persona straordinaria sulla strada per Gaya, da Gaya.
He roared like a thundercloud. Wah!
E fuggiva proprio come un fulmine.
His eyes rained tears as if rain came from a cloud. He didn't walk on the street, he rolled on the street. All glories to the Lord, the son of Sashi. Later, Gauranga Mahaprabhu met his spiritual master and discussed with him what had happened, that he who was so composed, who would argue according to the laws of logic, was now a raving and God-intoxicated lover of Krishna.
E più tardi, Signore Cetania si incontrò con suo maestro Ishvara Puri e gli domandò come fosse possibile che una persona come lui, che argomentava sulla logica, fosse diventato intossicato di amore per Krishna, stravolto da questo.
He actually said, did something go wrong in our initiation? He said, while I chant the holy name of Lord in pure ecstasy, I lose myself and laugh, cry and dance like a madman. And there is a beautiful, beautiful passage here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which comprises the amazing answer of Ishvara Puri.
C'è un passaggio veramente bellissimo nella Chaitanya Charitamrita che parla proprio della risposta di Ishvara Puri.
Ishvara Puri told him that actually this is the goal of human life, to become mad with love. Hare Krishna.
Ishvara Puri spiegò che questo in realtà è lo scopo della vita umana, di diventare pazzo per amore.
And he said it's the symptom of someone. No, it's the nature of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. And then Ishvara Puri told him a verse which he considered to be the essence of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the essence of all the instructions. And you will be amazed to hear that this verse also tells us our life's goal is ecstasy, not frustrated Krishna consciousness. Yes. So let us chant together this verse which is written here. Evam vratasva priyanamakirtya. Everybody. Evam vratasva priyanamakirtya. Jatanurago druta chitta. Ucha jatanurago uta chita ucha hasatyato roditi rodkayati unmadavanrityati lokabhaya. Evam vratasva priyanama kirtya. Yatanurago druta chitta uchaye. Hasatyato roditi rodyagayati. Unmadavanrityati lokabhaya.
Unmadavanrityati
lokabhaya. Would someone else like to chant this beautiful verse? Yatanurago druta chitta uchaye. Hasatyato roditi rodkayati. Unmadavanrityati lokabhaya.
Okay. When a person is actually advanced,
and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord who is very dear to him. He is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs. He cries. He becomes agitated. And he chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. So my dear devotees, I don't know if you have noted the importance of this verse. This is the teaching of our main scripture.
Questo è l'insegnamento della nostra scrittura principale.
That if you really make advancement on this path, you will take the name of Krishna and chant it with symptoms of ecstasy.
Che se veramente volete avanzare su questo sentiero, allora dovete prendere il nome di Krishna e cantarlo con ecstasy.
And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya, he became, so to say, the living example of this Bhagavatam, of the Bhagavatam.
Quando Signore Chaitanya ritornò da Gaya, divenne l'esempio vivente di questo Bhagavatam.
And he had a mission.
E aveva una missione.
He wanted to enliven the whole world with these extraordinary devotional feelings.
Voleva risvegliare il mondo intero con questa estasi devozionale.
It is this mission which the followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu also have. They call out to the people on the street, "People, let us live in Krishna consciousness."
In questa missione, signore Gauranga, che anche noi seguiamo, andiamo dalle persone per la strada e gridiamo loro, per favore, seguiteci in questo campo.
When you live in Krishna consciousness, you will lose the fear of material existence, the constant kunta.
Quando vi vedete in coscienza di Krishna, perdete la paura dell'esistenza materiale, questa paura costante.
So, when the Lord returned from Gaya, he was ready to reveal this merciful mission.
Quindi quando il Signore ritornò da Gaia, fu pronto per rivelare questa missione misericordiosa.
I would like to tell you a little bit how this mission unfolded.
Vorrei spiegarvi un po' di più come si sviluppò questa missione.
Once, when Mahaprabhu had returned, he came back to his school where he acted as the teacher.
Quando Mahaprabhu tornò, ritornò anche alla sua scuola, dove era praticamente l'insegnante principale.
Now in Indian Sanskrit schools, it was the custom that when the students in the morning would open their closed books, they would shout, "Hari Hari!"
Era usanza nelle scuole di Sanskrit in India che quando i bambini all'inizio della lezione aprivano i loro libri, urlavano Hari Hari.
This was a custom. Like maybe, I don't know, when we start our Bhagavatam readings, we will chant the shloka Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. It was a tradition. So that one day, it was the first day when Mahaprabhu was back in school, they just opened the books and chanted, "Hari Hari!"
Quindi il primo giorno in cui il signore Chaitanya ritornò nella sua scuola, i bambini aprirono il libro e urlarono Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he took it ecstatically. His face became pale. He started to shriek in ecstasy.
Ah!
He jumped up
salto in aria,
and he started to chant, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Yes, like that. The students couldn't believe what had just happened. The teacher was so, you know, was so intelligent and so composed in the way he behaved. All of a sudden he reacted like one of these crazy Sufi dervishes, you know. Yes. Mahaprabhu never calmed down afterwards.
He
tried to explain some of the ordinary subjects of logic, but then he couldn't do it. He said to his students, let's take a bath in the Ganga.
Signore Chaitanya cercò di spiegare degli argomenti di logica, ma non ci riusciva. Allora disse agli studenti, andiamo a fare il bagno nel Gange.
So on the way to the Ganga,
quindi sulla via verso il Gange,
they saw one first class Brahmana called Ratnagaba chanting a famous verse from the Bhagavatam.
Videro un Brahmana di prima classe che cantava verso la Rishina Bhagavatam.
Vahapidam natavara vapu karnayoga nikaram vipratvasha kanaka kapisham vaijajantim chamalam rantran vino adhara sudaya purayan gopavrindar Brindaranyam Swapararamanam Pravishad Gita Kirti. It's a verse which describes how Lord Krishna enters with dancing steps into the celebrated forest of Braj. It describes how his feet leave footprints in the dust and how he fills the holes of his flute with wonderful melodies.
Descrive come lui muove gli passi nella foresta di Braja e come riempie i buchi del flauto con delle bellissime melodie.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this verse, my dear devotees, he started to cry and dance.
Quando il Signore Chaitanya udì questi versi, miei cari devoti, lui iniziò a gridare e danzare.
Water flowed from his body that it looked as if a second Mother Ganga had appeared.
Che flusso che usciva dal suo corpo, come se fosse apparso un altro Gange, Madre Ganga.
So much water. One was on the river, the other was...
Yeah.
And he cried.
E piangeva.
You are enjoying. He cried in ecstasy, and 100 people were not sufficient to calm him down. His body was shaking so much.
Piangeva in ecstasy. 100 persone non erano sufficienti a fermare il suo corpo che tremava così tanto.
So after some time, his students will think, what has happened with our teacher? This is extraordinary. Imagine one of our Hare Krishna devotees would show such symptoms. We would maybe call the hospital, you know. It is unusual. It breaks the barriers of our concepts, even of our religious concepts. This, you know, there were many such incidents until finally Lord Chaitanya called all his students together for his final announcement to them.
Quindi ci furono simili accadimenti finché alla fine la città chiamò a raccolta tutti gli studenti per dare il suo ultimo insegnamento.
He said, "For so long you have studied under me, but listen."
Disse, "Per tanto tempo avete studiato con me, adesso ascoltate."
In my eyes, your education is finished. Only glorify Krishna. This is the purpose of education. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then they asked him, "What sort of glorification is in your mind? How should we do it?" And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and taught them a song. Harai, Harai ye namah Krishna Yadavaya namah Hari Hare namah Krishna Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan Haraye Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Hari Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan Hare Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan Hare Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan Then Mahaprabhu raised his hands and all the students sang surrounding him on all sides. This is called circle kirtan. Where the kirtan leader stands in the middle and the singers perform a circle. And the kirtan became faster. And they chanted and chanted. Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Hari Gopa Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Hare Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan First, the people thought, Nimai Pandit has gone mad. But more and more, very qualified persons, pandits, scholars, joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement.
Ma sempre più persone qualificate, panditi, eruditi iniziarono a unirsi al movimento del Signore Chaitanya.
At first, the kirtan took place in a limited, in a relatively restricted area, that is the court of Shrivas Thakur's house.
All'inizio il kirtan era limitato a un'area molto piccola che era dal giardino di Shrivas Thakur.
You could say it was an insider affair. Where Mahaprabhu taught first his intimate associates.
Si può dire che era un affare privato all'inizio, quando Mahaprabhu insegnò i suoi associati intimi.
But then he gave one day the instruction to his followers: sit at the doorsteps of your house and chant there.
Ma un giorno diede un'istruzione ai suoi seguaci, disse: sedetevi sulla porta di casa vostra e cantate da lì.
Now, the devotees were tested.
E i devoti furono messi in prova,
Were they confident?
Per vedere se avevano questo coraggio.
And then, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when the first great obstacle or opposition came from the local magistrate, he ordered all his followers to take the kirtan to the streets.
E quando il signore Chaitanya incontrò il primo grande ostacolo, che era l'opposizione dei ministri locali, chiese ai suoi seguaci di cantare per le strade.
My dear devotees, this was a challenge. An open war, so to say, against the Muslim government.
Miei cari devoti, questa fu una sfida, una guerra aperta contro il governo musulmano.
Who had forbidden that religious practice would be done outside on the streets?
Che aveva proibito le pratiche religiose per strada.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement was victorious.
Ma il movimento del signore Chaitanya fu vittorioso.
We hear that the main governor, the Qazi, became his devoted follower.
Abbiamo sentito che il principale ministro divenne il suo devoto.
And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan spread all over India.
E così il movimento del Sankirtan, del kirtan, si diffuse in tutta l'India.
When he went over India, he sang this one song.
E quando si diffondeva per l'India, cantavano questa canzone.
And everyone who saw him became inspired to also join his kirtan.
Quando lui andava per l'India, cantava questa canzone, tutti furono ispirati a unirsi a lui.
I think you know this kirtan he sang.
Credo che conosciate questo kirtan che lui cantava.
Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Vahima. Krishna, Kesava, Krishna, Kesava, Krishna, Kesava, Rakshama. Krishna,
Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Pahe Ma. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed his kirtan before millions of people at the annual Ratha Yatra festival in Jagannath Puri.
E allora il signor Chaitanya mostrò la sua forma, mostrò il kirtan davanti a milioni di persone al festival annuale del Ratha Yatra.
There Mahaprabhu became so ecstatic that sometimes he expanded into 7 forms to sing the kirtan.
Il signore Chaitanya divenne così estatico in estasi che a volte manifestava 7 forme diverse di se stesso nel kirtan.
My dear devotees, let us ask the question, what exactly is kirtan?
I cari devoti, lasciate che vi faccio una domanda. Cos'è esattamente il kirtan?
It comes from the verbal root kirt, which means to praise.
Viene dalla radice verbale kirt, che vuol dire lodare.
Kirtan means to praise him who possesses all beauty, all courage, all knowledge, is capable of the supermost form of action.
Kirtan è una lode per colui che possiede tutta la bellezza, tutta la conoscenza, e tutto il coraggio, e che
knowledge and capable of the supermost form of action. Kirtan means you just praise God.
Kirtan vuol dire semplicemente che vuoi glorificare Dio.
And how do you do this?
E come fate questo?
You take your voice.
Prendete la vostra voce.
You raise your arms in the sky.
Alzate le braccia al cielo.
You clap in your hands.
Battete le mani.
You take some instruments.
Prendete degli strumenti.
You pay obeisances at the end when you are finished. And best is you cry. Bring some feeling. Yes, the followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu said you should sing the names and you should have tears in your eyes. Don't imitate this. It will come automatically. Now, what happens when you do this? You will attract Krishna's attention. And Krishna appears in the kirtan. This is explained in the Padma Purana. That is quoted by Jiva Goswami. That once Narada Muni comes to Krishna and asked him where would be able to find him most likely.
Narada Muni una volta andò da Krishna e chiese dove potremmo trovarti più facilmente.
And Krishna first gives 2 places where he can't be found, but ordinarily one thinks, well, over there he must be found, but no, we are mistaken.
Krishna diede 2 posti nei quali non può essere trovato. Noi ordinariamente potremmo pensare che lui si possa trovare in quei 2 posti, invece no.
Krishna says, I'm not outside and I'm not inside.
Krishna dice, non sono dentro, non sono fuori.
I'm not in the Vaikuntha world.
Non sono nel mondo Vaikuntha.
I'm also not in the hearts of the meditating yogi.
E non sono neanche nel cuore dello yogi che medita.
Mat bhakta yatra gayantri tatra tishtami Narada. O Narada, I am present wherever my devotees are chanting my holy names.
O Narada, io sono presente in ogni luogo dove i devoti cantano i miei santi nomi.
Krishna becomes called as if called by a mantra, says Sanatana Goswami.
Krishna viene catturato come se fosse chiamato da un mantra.
Sanatana Goswami says, Sankirtan, singing together in Kirtan, is the best process.
Cantare Sankirtan Kirtan insieme è il processo migliore.
Because this works like a potent mantra that can attract a precious object from a distance.
Perché funziona come un mantra potente che può attirare un oggetto prezioso dalla distanza.
Oh, I have once seen a mystical yogi who chanted a mantra and jip, there was a jewel in his hand.
Una volta vidi uno yogi potente che cantò un mantra e apparve improvvisamente un gioiello nella sua mano.
La 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 pong. Like this, yeah.
Così, yeah.
So when Krishna, this is what Sanatana Goswami says, when there is the Sankirtan, the chanting of the holy name, all of a sudden the divine presence of Krishna can be felt.
Quindi questo è quello che dice Sanatana Goswami. Quando c'è Sankirtan, si canta insieme, improvvisamente si può percepire la presenza divina del Signore.
I think when there were good kirtans, you must have sometimes felt very Krishna conscious, no?
Quando avete fatto un bel kirtan, sicuramente vi siete sentiti a volte molto coscienti di Krishna.
Maybe you looked during that time towards the deities and it became clear to you, Krishna is there on the altar. But how to chant in order to make this happen? This is now very important, my dear devotees. Yesterday we cited from the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the chanting is the main upaya or means to attain love of Godhead, huh? But when you have a means, you must know how to use the means. For instance, a violin is a means to make music. Would you agree? But when you play it without knowing, you will just make a noise. I have seen someone playing violin and breaking a glass. You know. So when you chant, you know, need to know how to do it properly, not that you break your heart, you know. You need to chant according to the understandings of Gauranga Mahaprabhu so that your heart becomes filled with love, not with frustration. Mahaprabhu gave a few instructions which help us to chant properly. He warned us be very careful to not commit offenses. Especially don't hurt the devotees. And in order to avoid offenses, he gave a positive mental attitude which would take care that his devotees would chant in the proper frame of mind.
e per evitare le offese ci diede un'attitudine mentale positiva in modo che i devoti potessero cantare nel giusto stato di mente.
Tinadapi sunicena, tinadapi sunicena, taro api sahishnuna, amani namana dena, kirtaniya sadahari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened the humility school. And he expects all his devotees. Yes, scholar humility. He expects all of his devotees to go through this school and learn four lessons. First, you have to think yourself as more insignificant than the blades of grass on the street. Then you have to learn to be tolerant. As tolerant as the tree, who is sometimes cut by people who take leaves or branches, but who continues giving seva.
Tolerante come un albero che a volte viene tagliato nelle foglie dei rami, ma che continua a dare servizio.
Then he said you must be free from that inordinate desire to be honored by others. And the next is he said you must be able to in turn honor the others.
E l'altro è che dobbiamo essere pronti a offrire i nostri rispetti agli altri.
Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu added to his humility school or instructions on humility another positive instruction how to do kirtan.
Poi il Signore aggiunse a questa scuola dell'umiltà un'altra istruzione per essere positivi nel kirtan.
Nayanam galada shudaraya vadanam gatkada rudaya gira pulake nichitam vapukada tavana magrahane pavishyati. He instructed his devotees that they should chant in a mood of longing. Desiderio, it's more, longing is more. Yeah, desiderio intensivo, molto forte desiderio, molto fortissimo. Yes, it is really a feeling of longing.
Yeah.
Sanatan Goswami helped us to understand what is this longing by giving two examples.
Sanatana Goswami ci insegna a capire cos'è questo anelito dando due esempi.
One should long like that Chataki bird who is only drinking water from the rain cloud. For the blue-colored cloud of Krishna to appear.
Questo anelito deve essere come quello dell'uccello che beve solo l'acqua della nuvola.
I remember I visited once Prabhupada Desh in summer.
Una volta visitai Prabhupada Desh in estate.
I remember it was so hot.
Era così caldo.
I stayed in the room of Nitai Chant.
Dormivo nella stanza di Nitai Chant.
I was in fire.
Ero in fuoco.
There was no protection.
Non c'era alcuna protezione.
The sun was totally unmerciful.
Il sole era totalmente non misericordioso.
And I had headaches.
Avevo mal di testa.
Fever was
I thought this is the end of Satchidananda. And I remember, then I asked Guru Charan, when are the clouds coming? And he said, maybe tomorrow. And I remember this filled my heart with joy. And I looked from the room of Nitai Chand to the sky. I should have been here, you know, and looked on that blue thing. And I remember I was hoping for the rain cloud to come. Now imagine I would have stayed, would have had fever a whole year. And I would not have drunken water for an entire year. How much I would have longed for the rain cloud. This is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers said we should yearn for Krishna.
Questo è quello che il Signore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ci insegna, il modo in cui dovremmo desiderare ardentemente Krishna.
Prabhupada once spoke about this mood in Kirtan in a lecture which I would like to quote, where I would like to quote a part for you.
Una volta in una lezione che io recitare, parlò proprio di questo sentimento che dovremmo avere verso Krishna.
Where is Krishna?
Dov'è Krishna?
Huh?
Dove è?
Where is Krishna?
Dov'è Krishna?
And crying just like a madman.
E piangere proprio come urlare come un matto.
This is Krishna consciousness.
Questa è la coscienza di Krishna.
This is the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness.
Questa è la perfezione più alta della coscienza di Krishna.
When one will be mad after Krishna.
Quando qualcuno impazzisce per Krishna.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us the way.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ci ha mostrato la via.
And the Goswamis also showed us that way. So these are the three instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Avoid offenses by adopting the mood of humility and develop feelings of total longing. Otherwise, Mahaprabhu's teachings are very, very simple.
Per il resto, gli insegnamenti del Signore Chaitanya sono molto, molto semplici.
You don't have to be a philosopher to understand Mahaprabhu's process.
Non è necessario essere un filosofo per comprendere il processo di Mahaprabhu.
If you can remember three points, you've made it.
Se potete ricordare questi tre punti, ce l'avete fatta.
Namaruchi, taste in the holy name.
Namaruchi, gusto.
Vaishnava Seva, serve the Vaishnavas.
Servizio Vaishnava.
And Jivadaya, go out to Venice, on the streets, and show some compassion for the fallen souls.
E andare fuori nelle strade, come a Venezia, mostrando della compassione per le anime cadute.
Yes. I would like to end this class now. And I want to bring what I have discussed to the work at hand, ahead of us.
Allora voglio portare questa discussione, quello di cui abbiamo parlato, nel lavoro che faremo oggi pomeriggio.
Please all, let us pause for a moment.
Per favore, facciamo tutti una pausa.
Let us think about the unique opportunity which we have as followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have been given a wonderful, wonderful chance, really. To come in contact with this most powerful of all processes. See, Kirtan is so powerful because it attracts Krishna's presence.
Vedete, Kirtan è così potente perché attrae la presenza di Krishna.
And when Krishna is present, the darkness of material life will go.
E quando Krishna è presente, l'oscurità del mondo materiale se ne va.
Jiva Goswami describes that by kirtan, extraordinary devotional feelings are created.
Jiva Goswami spiega che attraverso il kirtan vengono creati dei sentimenti devozionali incredibili, straordinari.
This is happening by Krishna's presence. Prabhupada gave us the example that if you bring fire to ordinary iron, then this iron becomes transformed into fire. It becomes first warm and then red, hot and glowing.
Srila Prabhupada spiega che se portate in contatto un ferro col fuoco, questo ferro si trasforma, diventa prima caldo, poi piano piano sempre più incandescente.
So when you bring,
diventa come il ferro,
when you bring the holy name into your life will change.
Quindi quando portate dentro il santo nome nella vostra vita, la vostra vita cambierà.
Now I know we Hare Krishnas are expert in avoiding Krishna.
So che noi Hare Krishna siamo esperti nell'evitare Krishna.
But even in our cases, something changes.
Ma anche nel nostro caso qualcosa cambia, può cambiare.
See, this is the curse of doing something again and again. You just lose the appreciation for it.
Vedete, questa è la maledizione nel fare qualcosa ripetutamente. Semplicemente ne perdete l'obiettivo.
I call these people the japa criminals.
Chiamo questo i criminali del japa.
The kirtan criminals. You know, they just are inattentive while they perform the highest process.
Sì, chiamo così a volte i devoti perché sono disattenti mentre stanno eseguendo il processo più alto.
Hare Krishna. I'm already feeling the fire of Vaishnava apparat devouring me. I have to do this, my dear devotees, to do a healthy shock to you. I know you are not japa and kirtan criminals. I just want to wake you up.
Dire che siete dei criminali di gioco, voglio solo risvegliarvi.
I want to just encourage you to do it properly.
Voglio solo incoraggiarvi a farlo completamente.
Please forgive me and continue to give me prasadam.
Per favore perdonatemi e continuate a darmi prasadam.
This person is too much, he doesn't get prasadam. That's all right. No, I so strongly feel, really, that if we learn how to chant properly, that our good fortune will be born.
Penso con così tanta convinzione che se continueremo a cantare completamente la nostra buona fortuna nascerà.
It really works. I want to give you an example. We are doing in Germany Germany and Switzerland these yoga expos. Where a few thousand people attend, and in the evening there is usually a mantra concert.
Dove migliaia di persone arrivano e nella sera in genere si fa un concerto sui mantra.
So there was this one couple, they are practicing yoga and they are Aussteller, how do we say Aussteller in English? An exhibitor, who were exhibitors, yes.
C'era questa coppia di persone che praticavano yoga ed erano espositori in Giappone.
And they came to two mantra concerts.
Arrivarono per tre concerti del mantra.
And they were so much changed.
e cambiarono così tanto.
They started to print posters on their own to announce the concerts.
Iniziarono a mettere dei manifesti in giro per i nostri concerti.
They started to read the Bhagavad Gita.
Iniziarono a leggere la Bhagavad Gita.
And then they picked up japa beads.
Presero il japa, mala.
And they are so effulgent.
E sono così effulgenti.
Because they just understood the chanting of the holy name it gives all results more than our yoga practice. I think you all know that our Hare Krishna movement expanded because in Europe there were several reasons, but one reason was that George Harrison received an kirtan album, Prabhupada's Hare Krishna Happening album.
Penso che tutti voi sappiate che uno dei motivi principali per cui il movimento Hare Krishna si è espanso in Europa è il fatto che George Harrison ricevette un album del kirtan da Srila Prabhupada.
And he became so inspired by it that he offered his services and brought the chanting of the Hare Krishna into the hit parades of Europe.
E fu così ispirato da questo che decise di portare il canto del Hare Krishna nei suoi dischi e che andarono nelle hit parades di Europa.
I started to chant Hare Krishna because I heard this recording.
Io iniziai a cantare Hare Krishna perché udì questa registrazione.
Chanting is really, there's a prophecy over this chanting that it will be going through all the towns and villages of the earth. This prophecy comes from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And we have now today the opportunity to take part in this prophecy. Imagine this, my dear devotees. We will go to Venezia, to the Placo de Marco,
Piazza,
yes, and we will chant in with great concentration the holy name. I request you to give your best. Throw yourself into this great Harinam.
Lanciate, yes.
Oh, Italian is the best language. Next is French. Lanciato, yes. It sounds like throwing, yes. Lanciato? Oh, very good. Lanciato. And then dance nicely and be aware of the public a little bit. I mean, normally we hear in Mahaprabhu's kirtan they were oblivious to the public. But I request you to maybe have one eye at the public. When you see someone who's favorably inclined, you can invite them to come closer and chant. You can give them prasadam or invitations. And you know, you can smile at them with hospitality. Not with fanatical. Just help people to enter the kirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, or at least help them to enter an appreciation of the kirtan.
Aiutate le persone a entrare nel kirtan di Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oppure almeno entrare nell'apprezzamento del kirtan.
Let us make this a kirtan to truly please Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who wanted that this kirtan spreads all over the world.
Quindi facciamo questo kirtan per dare veramente soddisfazione a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, che voleva che si diffondesse. diffondesse in tutto il mondo.
Let us really try to apply what we learned yesterday to chant in a mood of seva, nam seva.
Cerchiamo veramente di applicare quello di cui ho parlato ieri, cioè di cantare nel sentimento di servizio.
I wish you a wonderful kirtan experience for today.
Vi auguro una bellissima esperienza di kirtan oggi.
May you feel that you really are have joined the kirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. May your spiritual desires become fulfilled. Yes, and may you feel gratitude towards Srila Prabhupada and Gauranga Mahaprabhu for having given you this unique chance.
E possiate sentire gratitudine per Srila Prabhupada e Gauranga Mahaprabhu per avervi dato questa grandissima occasione.
Yes. With this I want to end.
Con questo voglio concludere.
So that we can do some lanciato. Lanciato. I mean, I should learn Italian. It's really the best language. I want to see if you have some questions. Either questions regarding the lecture today, or also what you have heard yesterday, where we spoke about some points which will help the kirtan to prosper.
Riguardo alla lezione di oggi o i punti che abbiamo fatto ieri che spiegano come far prosperare il
Yes, I see Tadvavit Prabhuji and Gaurahari has a question and Adi Purusha Prabhu has also a question. Adi Purusha Prabhu from India. No, we will start with Tadvavit and then Gaurahari. Yes, Tadvavit Prabhu.
There are two points. Maybe we could do this circle kirtan one. We don't do it very much in history. And also the point that Sanatana Goswami mentioned two ways we could understand longing. I heard you mention
one. Yes.
È stato Vittorio a due domande. Uno è se si può veramente fare questo kirtan circolare, visto che non lo facciamo tanto spesso. E la seconda è che Sanatana Goswami ha due modi di indicare la bramosia, il desiderio ardente. Uno è l'esempio del uccellino e dell'uccello che beve solo le gocce d'acqua dal muro.
It's a wonderful suggestion, and I think on Palazzo de Marco we should do the big circle. Maybe 100 meter diameter. We will do something if Gauranga is merciful. Now, as far as two examples of Sanatana Goswami about the longing. The first was chant like a Chataki bird who longs for the water of the Siam cloud. The second example is another bird called the Chakravaki bird.
Un altro esempio è di un altro uccellino, Chakravaki.
They long to meet each other in the night.
Questi uccelli desiderano incontrarsi la notte.
But they are cursed in some way. This is what.
Ma sono stati maledetti in un certo modo.
That they can never meet.
Che non possono mai incontrarsi.
The husband goes like this. Oop 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 oop. They call like
il
this.
Il marito chiama in questo modo.
And then the wife, who looks for the husband, you know, comes the other way. But they never meet. There is an old story which explains why they don't meet. You know, there was a sadhu meditating under a tree, and there was a couple of Chakravaki birds, husband and wife, who were meeting romantically
on the branch, you know.
C'era un uomo sano che meditava sotto un albero e sopra un albero c'erano questi due uccelli ciancavati che si stavano unendo stessamente.
And they became so engrossed in each other that they fell down from the branch on the lip. Amore! And the sadhu saw this. I'm a brahmachari. Get off! and then he cursed them. This is too much, you know. May you never meet in the night. So they were cursed like this. So since that time they are like two lovers with unfulfilled longings. Hare Krishna. So this is how a devotee longs. He longs for his only love, Krishna. And although he has not met Krishna yet, he continues to chant, oh, Krishna, Krishna. And in this way, this is an example. So one example expresses a need for survival. I need Krishna just like the bird who is thirsty needs water to maintain his life. And the other is longing out of love. I want Krishna to satisfy him in all respects. This is the lessons of the two birds. Hare Krishna. Gaura Hari.
My question is quite practical for the Harinam today.
Yeah.
I often experience such big Harinams of in Ratayatra, especially in Venezia, where we have so many things happening around that I'm very easily attracted to the masks, to the shop, to so many things, and it's a little bit difficult to enter really deep into the kirtan. There are so many distractions around.
So lui fa una domanda molto pratica, dice, ha sperimentato già altre volte quando andiamo a Venezia, ci sono così tante cose che succedono intorno.
Masks.
Diventa attratto dalle
masks. Shops. People.
Dalle persone.
This is a good question. I would recommend the devotees to just think, why have I come here? I have come to do the service of chanting the holy name. And then bring the mind always back to the kirtan. And let the holy name go through your mind. Remember yesterday the practice which we did when there was this Hare Krishna sign or Hare Krishna mantra there, and when we went through the mantra like running through the mantra, like as if we were reading the mantra, remember?
Ogni lettera che leggevamo la pronunciavamo mentalmente.
if you want to concentrate on the chanting of the holy name, you just bring the mantra into your mind. This is how to do it. And then, I mean, I acknowledge this is a little difficult for, but then you bring the mind into the mantra. It, what it means is you connect the mind with your with the mantra. When you find that you are all over the place, you look at the masks. Or you look at the prostitutes of Venice. You know, or whatever. You just go to zzzz, and go to the mantra.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Always, Krishna says, yata yata nishalati, wherever the mind wanders, you just bring it back. It's like, I imagine it's like, you know, when I was young, I sometimes had to walk a dog, and the dog would sniff at some dirty places, so I would bring it back. Raviato! Raviato is not the word. I would pull it back, you know, like a little dog. Oh, no, 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 this is not good. Krishna. Yata, yata, nishalati. Adi Purusha Prabhuji. Oh, it can become better.
La domanda è che quante volte i devoti hanno questo forte desiderio, ma altre volte lo perdono, sembra che questo desiderio scompaia. Come dobbiamo fare perché questo desiderio non scompaia mai?
Krishna explains in the Gita something which I find a good answer. He says, desires in general appear when you engage with something.
Krishna spiega nella Bhagavad Gita che i desideri in genere appaiono quando ci accomuniamo a qualcosa.
If you have
entriamo in contatto con qualcosa.
If you have association with something.
Se avete associazione con qualcosa.
Then you desire it. I want to give you an example. I have no relationship to computers. But I could imagine if I would learn the art of using computers, and I would surround myself with different models, I would start to think, well, this computer is better than the other. I would like to have such a computer. I'm already fearing that, you know, there's one devotee who wants to give me a thing. It's a computer, and you can see, and in this computer, he says, there can be 2,500 books. And the pages, he says like this. And if you don't want to read the books, you can switch and then it speaks to you.
Yeah.
it reads to you the pages if you are too lazy. So I can imagine if I have association now with this thing, you know, maybe I will desire a computer.
Quindi immagino che se inizio ad associarmi con questa cosa inizierò a desiderare un computer.
Just, I hope it will never happen in this life, but.
Spero che non succeda mai in questa vita.
But I don't know. So when you have association, then desires form.
Quindi quando vi associate a qualcosa, il desiderio segue.
And I think in the beginning, you know, when we are in Krishna consciousness, we are just projecting our mind on Krishna, and after all, we have given up the world for Krishna consciousness, so we only want Krishna conscious things.
E penso che all'inizio, quando ci siamo ben uniti al movimento, pensiamo veramente solo a Krishna, perché d'altra parte abbiamo lasciato tutto per Krishna, pensiamo solo a lui.
But then in the course, some attractive computers for service.
Ma nel corso del tempo vediamo magari un bel computer per servizio.
Photo cameras for service.
Macchina fotografica per servizio.
Cars for service.
Macchine per servizio.
Travels.
Viaggi per servizio.
For service.
Per servizio.
People.
Gente.
For service.
Per servizio.
And all of a sudden we are lost in a new universe. A universe of computers, cars, people. And we have our Krishna samsara. Our so-called legitimized yukta vairagya samsara. Legitimato, thank you, legitimato. Whoa, I know, I can learn Italian very fast. Legitimato, lanciato. Yes. So at that time, Adipurusha Prabhuji, we must go to the real devotees. Like you. We must go to the holy dham. We may have to sit a whole day before the deity. And pray to them. And then new desires, spiritual desires will rise by the same means, association.
Attraverso lo stesso metodo, l'associazione.
Watch your association.
Guardate la vostra associazione.
And I don't mean just with people, with things, with lifestyles. Because from these associations your desires will come.
Perché da questa associazione sorgeranno i desideri.
And once the desires are there, you are more or less helpless when they are strong.
Una volta che i desideri sono lì, tu sei più o meno indifeso se questi sono forti.
So have the right association.
Quindi abbiate la giusta associazione.
The devotees will help you to look up to those high objects of desire, like the holy dham, Jamuna, selfless service.
I devoti vi aiuteranno a guardare in alto verso i desideri più elevati e altruistici di associazione.
Altruistici? Not altruistici. Selfless. Oh yeah, selfless. Okay, that is altruistic. Yes.
Yes.
Go to the holy dham. See the wonderful devotees. You know what, Adipurusha, I will tell you a secret. I have one Shiksha Guru who is not an ISKCON. He is a little sadhu. I've never spoken to him. I've only seen him once. It was early in the morning. I was on Vrindavan Parikrama. You know, the sun had not yet risen. And he was sweeping the road. He was coughing. Sometimes he was spitting on the side. And he was just so lovingly chanting, chanting Radhe, Radhe, and then sweeping the road. He was sweeping the sharp stones away and the thorns, so that the pilgrims who would come by later would not hurt their soft feet. I don't know, when I saw him, I sat down so that he couldn't see me in the darkness, and I watched him. And I was so impressed. No one will ever know that he swept the road. Most probably he does this every day. Only Krishna will know this. He is old. It's not easy for him. Maybe he has sciatic problems or back problems. But he does this service for the Vaishnavas, for the pilgrims. He's one of my millions of unsung heroes. Shiksha gurus, of millions of Shiksha gurus. Because he teaches me selfless service without wanting to be recognized. Such people, they help you to look upwards. Krishna. I don't know why, I never forgot this man. And I also have in my mind another man. It was when I was walking to Gangotri. And there was this storm and I had to take shelter behind a stone. And from there I looked into a valley. And there underneath a birch tree I saw a Ram Bhakta chanting the names of Ram on a Ismala.
E lì, dietro un albero di betulla, vidi questo devoto di Rama che recitava il mantra di Rama sul suo rosario.
And when he was chanting, he was crying.
E mentre cantava piangeva.
Uff, such sweet transparent tears.
Una trasparenza così dolce.
He didn't see me because I was hiding behind a stone.
Non mi vide perché io ero nascosto dietro una pietra.
And I was looking at him for 1 hour. And I was praying, when will I be able to call out to my Lord Krishna like this? Only a relationship only between me and Krishna. Yes. So I think the association with such personalities, big or small, can help us to develop desires. It has helped me at least very much.
Krishna,
Haripo, Hari Purusha Prabhu. Dobro. So, yes, Guru Charan Prabhu, you would like to ask a question or remind us that it's time to... I'm sorry?
Question.
Yeah. This will be the last question because we want to end at 12 o'clock, but we are in good time actually. Yes, yes, Guru Charan Prabhu. Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Yes, I wanted to say, yes. Thank you very much for remembering. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. I really wanted to praise Maharaj.
Maharaj è ispirato da tante persone e una volta mi riferì di essere ispirato da Tama Krishna Maharaj di oggi ricorre la scomparsa. Allora voleva avere qualche aneddoto su questo.
Yes. I knew of Tamakrishna Maharaj for a long time, but I met him during a time when both of us, together with many older devotees, were on an intense search to deepen our Krishna consciousness.
Sapevo già di Tamakrishna Maharaj da molto tempo, però lo incontrai insieme ad altri devoti discepoli anziani, insieme a devoti che stavano cercando una realizzazione più profonda della coscienza di Krishna.
We would, for instance, when I was in Vrindavan, we would fast the whole Ekadasi and stay up throughout the night and meet in Tamakrishna Maharaj's house for spiritual discussions the whole night.
Per esempio, Vrindavan, a volte digiunavamo tutto il giorno per Ekadasi, stavamo su tutta la notte e allora mi incontravo con Tamakrishna Maharaj e discutevamo insieme.
These discussions were very, very important for myself.
Queste discussioni erano molto molto importanti per me.
Maharaj would have a list of topics which he would make. There were his own topics and some topics which others suggested, and then we would go with really intense discussions through the whole night.
Maharaj aveva una lista di argomenti, alcuni suoi e alcuni portati da altre persone, e allora avevamo delle discussioni molto intense per tutta la notte su questo.
Discussions would be, for instance, do the gurus take the karma of their disciples?
Le discussioni vertevano su argomenti tipo il guru si prende il karma del discepolo?
And others were, how can we think of Krishna and never forget him? How can we do that? They were really soul-searching questions. And so we became very close to each other. It was not always easy. Because, you know, when the discussions are so important that you feel your spiritual life is dependent on it, then something happens in those who discuss. They are fully present.
Perché quando le domande sono così importanti, la vostra vita stessa dipende da questo, allora nelle domande uno mette tutto se stesso, pienamente.
They don't hide anything.
E non nasconde più nulla.
They become very vulnerable because of the openness
si
of the discussion.
Si diventano molto vulnerabili per via di quanto sono aperti questi argomenti.
So I was very fortunate to be invited into such a close circle of Tamakrishna Maharaj.
Quindi io fui molto fortunato ad essere invitato in questo circolo chiuso con Tamakrishna Maharaj.
And I so much learned to appreciate his sincere desire to become Krishna conscious. I mean, a desire which would remove all obstacles on the path.
Imparare così tanto a avere stima del suo intenso desiderio di coscienza di Krishna, un desiderio che potesse rimuovere tutti gli ostacoli dal cammino.
Then all of a sudden he left us.
E poi all'improvviso lui ci lasciò.
It was a shock for me.
E fu un shock per me.
I remember I was in Sarajevo at that time, and I heard the news, and I really cracked down. I lost my composure and cried. First I didn't believe it, but then I asked a few others, and then I was very sad.
Un'unica notizia, all'inizio non ci credetti, ma poi mi fu confermata da altri e persi la mia compostezza e veramente mi sentivo sfatto questa cosa di
I think Maharaj knew that.
Penso che Maharaj sapesse.
So the next day he came to help me overcome my sadness. I was in a dream. I was dreaming a little bit, and then, you know, there was a young couple in the dream, who asked me what to do when a loved one has left the planet. Is there something to help the dead person? So I was giving my explanations, and all of a sudden I saw in the dream that the chair next to the man who had asked me the question was occupied by a happy smiling Tama Krishna Goswami.
Allora io stavo per dare la risposta a questa giovane coppia e poi mi accorsi che la sedia che era vicino all'uomo della coppia era occupata da un sorridente Tama Krishna Goswami.
And I said, Maharaj, you are here?
Io dissi, Maharaj, tu sei qui?
He said, yes, I'm here to say goodbye.
Sì, sono qui per dirti arrivederci.
You are so sad. So, so I have come to say goodbye to you.
Mi sono venuta a salutarti.
That you do not, so that you don't need to be sad because we couldn't say goodbye.
In modo che tu non hai bisogno di sentirti triste perché non ci siamo potuti salutare.
I said, Maharaj, how are you now?
Allora gli ho detto, Maharaj, ma come stai adesso?
And he just smiled very, very kindly to me.
E lui sorrise molto, molto gentilmente a me.
He said, I'm very well. But you wouldn't understand. Yes, we are caught with our mind in this world. We are caught.
Sì, noi siamo catturati con questa mente.
And we see things in very simple ways.
Vediamo le cose in modo molto semplicistico.
But things are not so simple.
Ma le cose non sono così semplici.
So I very much liked, first of all, his determination to follow the truth.
Quindi io apprezzavo molto la sua determinazione nel perseguire la verità.
To do whatever it needs to become Krishna conscious.
Nel fare tutto ciò di cui c'era bisogno per diventare coscienti di Krishna.
And in that he was quite strong.
In questo lui era piuttosto forte.
I mean, the way he was spreading Krishna consciousness was very strong. The way he lived his own Krishna consciousness was very strong. I remember Prabhupada's maxim, who said, whatever you do, do it like a lion.
Che diceva qualsiasi cosa fai falla come un leone.
Tama Krishna Goswami was like a lion.
E Tama Krishna Goswami era come un leone.
And also he was a friend like a lion.
E anche era un amico.
friend to come to another friend in his hour of need.
Un amico che è venuto incontro all'altro amico nel momento del bisogno.
Because there is a sadness which is so strong. If you don't have help, you can't come out of this sadness. And my sadness was that strong, so he came to help.
Perché c'è un tipo di tristezza da cui tu non riesci a uscire fuori. E la mia tristezza era di quel tipo. Per quello lui venne ad aiutarmi, a tirarmi fuori.
Hare Krishna. The many things to say, and maybe tomorrow I will remember something and say, but for now I suggest it's, my God, we are so punctual, like Germans, what happens? What happened? We are ending our program here now.
Domani, quindi ora concludiamo il programma.
Yes, Krishna Loka. Madhavananda, You have all heard this?
Krishna Loka ha detto se possiamo nel Kirtan oggi pomeriggio pensare a Madhavananda, che è figlio di Citra Rupini. Sappiamo tutti che ha una forma di tumore. Finora le terapie non hanno avuto esito positivo, adesso sta andando in Svizzera per provare un'altra terapia.
Yeah.
Pensiamo perché.
Yes, let us do that. And I just want to say a few things, not a few things. I just think about the Harinam. Maybe we can do already, we can do some little planning. I overthink, like in the Dumna Maharaj, it's nice if the Matajis who know to dance a little can do some dancing, and there is Bhanu Nandini and our Ananda Audarya Chandika. You look so Ananda, so Audarya Chandika, and they are able maybe to coordinate the Matajis who like to dance. Yeah, is it? Some beautiful dancing style. It really makes a difference. When we assemble, it would be nice. I would also like to. You know, it's good that we don't look like the Vikings from Scandinavia who are now falling into Venice and destroying thousands of years of Italian architecture. it should look a little male culturni, you know, a little culture.
Un po' di pianificazione per la rinama di oggi. Maharaj chiede se le mate ci possono stare davanti e fare dei bei passi di danza come sanno fare tutti insieme, e poi ha chiesto alle volte di non apparire come orde di vichinghi scesi dalla Scandinavia per assalire Venezia e distruggere tutti i suoi monumenti artistici.
Yeah, I should look a little Hare Krishna. Anyways, the previous years it was wonderful, no problem, but some little, anyways, it will be all right. It will be all right. Yeah. Anything you need to announce, Guru Charan Prabhu, for the? Would you please come and?
Mm.
Yeah.
Voglio semplicemente raccomandare a tutti di essere puntuali. Adesso prendere subito per salda, prepararmi in tempo e partire in orario. È una giornata bella, si può fare molto, molto bello essere alle 3 a piazzare l'uno. So, so I just want to recommend everybody to now take the salad and get ready soon in order